I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so glad that you are here. This is going to be a really fun show. It might just take you back to your childhood years. You never know. We are going to be talking about our ride program that's going to be coming up. And hey, maybe some of you guys have been thinking the weather's starting to break, finally getting some sunshine and some warm weather. And maybe you are thinking about getting your bike out of the garage, or maybe you've thought about buying a bike, or maybe you just thought about biking in general and you're not even sure where to start, but it sounds like a fun idea because most of us at some point in our lives have spent some time on a bike. Most of us, it's been a very long time, maybe back when we were kids, but I can assure you it is a very fun thing to do. And we've put together an amazing program that is going to reinforce your idea about riding a bike. And why do I use the word reinforce? Well, that's our weekly winning word this week. Every week, we have a weekly winning word on Sunday afternoons. Our community members get their weekly winning resource in their inbox with a weekly winning goal and word and a challenge, something really easy to do just to stay focused on your goals for the week and motivate you and encourage you. And that's what we love to do with I've Decided. So I have my awesome friend and guest here in the studio with me, Heather Fitzenko. How are you, Heather?
Good morning. I'm doing awesome.
Good. Well, Heather's also, I should say, a cyclist. She happens to be our cycling coach, and we love her. We're going into our fourth year.
It's been a blast.
I just can't believe it. I was thinking it was our third, but it is our fourth. It feels like yesterday, Heather, that you and I were talking at a women's luncheon about me riding and you teaching me how to ride before we ever even started the program. Do you remember that day?
I love telling the story. Well, it was a series of days that we talked, but one day, Kim, you let me know that you love sitting by me to hear me talking about biking. And if you do spend time with me, we probably are going to at some point talk about riding a bike. And so you told me you wanted to learn a bike and learn to ride a bike. And I thought that that was cute, that I didn't think that anybody needed to learn how to ride a bike. But as conversation progressed, you wanted to start this biking program for I've Decided. And one day I heard you talking at Women in Leadership, and you did a motivational talk about putting the stake in the ground, and we're all designed to do something, and you have a passion in you because that's what you're meant to do. And I said, all right, let's do this.
And you said, I want to be the coach. I'll do it.
Yes.
I remember. Yeah. You know, you do. I guess maybe learn how to ride wasn't the right terminology in hindsight, that thinking about it. But I did feel a little, I knew I hadn't been on a bike since I was a kid. Yes. So I definitely felt like super nervous, not sure if I could do it, afraid I would fall. Mm-hmm. So maybe like just, again, reinforce that I could actually still ride a bike if I got on one.
Right.
I think I sit next to you for like months, like for at least 6 months. Yeah. I always said, I was like, I'm going to go sit
next
to you.
And I'm so glad you did.
I'm like, I want to learn more about this biking thing.
I'm so glad you did.
I talked to so many people, and especially now that we've started our biking program, Heather, so many people who say to me, yeah, I've got a bike, or I've been thinking about learning how to bike or buy a bike. Do you hear that often, or are you just always surrounded with cyclist all the time. So like you said, you're around people that's biking.
Yeah, I think I do hear people talk about, I have a bike, I haven't had it out. They say, well, I couldn't ride through my neighborhood, and or I haven't had my bike down in a while. And I think that what we learn as children is not, we don't really learn. We just kind of trial and error until we get the thing balanced. And so when the things we do teach are the things that do make you successful, like I see a lot of people sitting on their seat with their feet on the ground. Well, that tells me probably their seat is too low, so they're not going to have the good ability to extend their leg all the way. So they're going to get tired easy, and they're not going to be able to really push. Maybe they didn't know that they need to inflate their tires every time they ride, so they might be riding on underinflated tires, which is going to make it hard. So I think that there's things that people think it's them that they can't ride a bike, but really it's just they don't have the right resources and tools to do it.
That is so true. And I can't tell you, I will tell you, if I can learn how to air up a bicycle tire, anyone can do it. Like, how, for the first, what, two or three times we went out on a
You wanted to be a princess. I wouldn't let you.
It's so true. I'm like, I don't know how to air up my tire.
Yes. And then in the training course, we will also teach you how to change a tire if you get a flat.
And just so many just safety tips and safety pointers. And we're going to, on the show, we're going to share with you all about our 10-week full training program that we have and what you're going to get out of it and what you could expect if you decided to be a part of our program. It's like what you say, Heather, you say, it brings you joy.
It brings you joy. It brings me joy. Yeah. It takes me back to the first time I get on my bike and I ride out of my driveway, I just feel like a kid again. And I love sitting and talking with people and asking them if they remember their first bike. And at first, usually people are a little uncomfortable with the question. And the more they start thinking about it, then you can just, there's memories that come back when you think about your first bike and where your bike took you and how it was a sense of freedom. And the people use the same words over and over, but riding a bike is a joy. It's we've got beautiful country and outside is free, so all you need is a bike and a bottle of water, and you can have a lot of fun. You can have fun with your family. Take your family on bike rides. Take your bikes on vacation and go check out different trails in different states or rent bikes. It's a good way to experience a community that you're not familiar with, even is on a bicycle rather than racing through town in a car.
And we are going to help you do just that. So stay with us, and we're going to talk more about I've Decided to Ride. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are down in the studio with our expert cycling coach, Heather Fitzanko, who happens to be one of my friends as well. We've become good friends over the last 4 years in the biking program. And reinforcing, you know, that's our weekly winning word this week, reinforce. And the definition of reinforce means to strengthen with some added piece, support, or material. So we are just reinforcing the idea for you. If you're listening and you have a bike that's been stored away in your garage for a long time, or for some reason you have been considering buying a bike or learning how to ride. I mean, we live here in Peoria. We have beautiful trails, don't we, Heather?
We do. We have a great trail that they keep improving right here in Peoria. You can go about 13 miles, I think, on one trail.
Or even longer if you learn how to get all the way to Morton, which yes. is what we don't go. Maybe we won't go all the way to Morton in this 10-week training, but we will cross the bridge and maybe do some fun things to show you where all the trails are. But it's just a great space. We have great space here in Peoria. And I've decided to ride. That kind of speared from actually I wanted to ride. I wanted to learn to ride. I'm a runner, as most of you know. Talk about that a lot. And I just wanted to add something. You know, I thought, well, I see cyclists out on the trail all the time, and I wanted to learn how to ride. And so we created this program. Heather said she would be the coach, and we did. I've Decided to Ride, and it's a 10-week fully supported program to take someone from zero to 20 miles. And it's going to be starting in July. In fact, our first little ride is going to be on Tuesday, July
15th.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be our first ride out of Junction City, but we're going to do a classroom style. And we're also going to have a time, like a little open house and informational moment, if you will, at Bushwhacker. Because what about those people who don't have a bike, or maybe they have one of those bikes with a banana seat?
Well, there's some neat old bicycles, the old Schwinn that a lot of people might remember. I think most people go to a big box store and they get a bike, and it's going to look like what you would call a mountain bike. And those have their place, but I wouldn't recommend them. And everybody would be intimidated by getting a road bike, because they're not
the
Tour de France type of cyclist. They wouldn't get a road bike, but they have some really great bikes at Bushwhacker. I would recommend people go to Bushwhacker and have them talk to them about what type of bike they can get. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but if you don't spend enough money, you're not going to have a good bike. And I can attest that I have bought a lot of big box bikes before I became a cyclist. The bike that I would recommend for starting out would probably be a hybrid. And Kim, I think that's what you have. And it doesn't have the real fat, chunky tires, but it has a nice size that makes you feel safe when you have sand or gravel. And straight handlebars, and something that you can sit up a little bit, and has enough shocks in it. So that's a good starting bike that's going to, and some of the parts of the bike is the gears and the cogs and wheels and how the shifters, and so they don't slip. Good brakes, good shifters and brakes. And so
I think the thing that I had to get used to was my little kid bike. The bike that I had when I was a kid had brakes on the handlebars. Or no, brakes on the pedals.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. The new bike I have has brakes on the handlebars, but my bike that I rode as a kid, which most of us ride as a kid, have brakes on the pedals, and your feet touch the ground. I was so nervous of getting on a bike where my feet didn't touch the ground.
I don't know where that comes from, that we want to have our feet on the ground. But yeah, that's what a lot of kids start out. You adjust that seat for your kids so that their feet can touch the ground. And well, I guess that's how they learn to ride a bike. But if you're sitting on your seat and your feet are on the ground, chances are you're sitting too low.
Right.
And your legs are not going to get full extension. And so you're not going to have the power you need to really pedal at any amount of distance.
So you're not going to be able to go that far.
Right.
So what I hear you saying is, I think a lot of times, if you've been on your bike and you can't make it very far, say you get a couple miles and your legs are hurting and your rear is hurting.
You feel like you need to stand up because you're too tired sitting down. And you'll see people that keep standing up, and then they sit down and they pedal and they stand up. And it's because they're not able to get full extension. Their seat isn't positioned right, and their handlebars aren't positioned right. So you go to a bike shop like Bushwhacker, and they're going to fit you on your bike properly, and they're going to get you a bike with a frame that fits you.
And make sure when you go to Bushwhacker, you let them know that you are going to be participating in the I've Decided to Ride 10-week program, and they will hook you up. You can see Robert Wu out there. He will treat you great. He knows all about our program. They are one of our sponsors of our I've Decided to Ride, and they'll treat you really good. And just you'll see the difference immediately. And I will just say this too. You really don't have to spend $700 or $800. Like, I think my bike was somewhere around the $400 range. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a nice little, it was on sale, and it's purple. I love it.
Of course, and, it's purple.
And I can go a long distance on it. You know, yeah. Now that I've learned how to ride and I feel confident and I've reinforced those skills that mm-hmm. I had as a kid, I can go a good distance on it. It's a very comfortable bike. Now, I would say it's definitely my, like, it's kind of like it's my first step bike. If I get up to riding miles like you ride miles, Heather, I probably will need to invest in an upgrade. But to get started, you can get a really good bike for $300 to $400. And you really want to make sure you get a nice bike that you can ride up to 20 miles and feel comfortable on.
Yeah, and I don't want to dissuade anybody from getting on their bike because they can't afford that. But if if this is something that they really want to take hold of, start with the bike you have and then save up your money and get one that's really going to get you.
Well, and the truth is we're going to start at 0 miles,
right? Right.
So we're going from 0 to 20 miles over a 12 or 10 week period. And so we're starting at zero. So the first time's going to just be a couple miles. So you can bring any bike you have and we can go a couple miles.
Yes. And we will teach you again how to change a tire.
Yep. So that's awesome. All right. So we'll talk more about this ride when we get back. We are back here at I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And I am with our awesome cycling coach and my good friend, Heather Fitzanko. And hopefully we've kind of got you intrigued about our I've Decided to Ride program and maybe even thinking about dusting off your bike, pulling it out of the garage and taking it for a spin with us. I sure hope so. We would love to reinforce that that is a great idea and that cycling is a fun and safe and joyous, as Heather would describe, activity for you, your family, your partner to get involved in. It's just great. And we have amazing trails around Peoria and beautiful scenery and things that you just cannot see in a car, things that you can see from a bike. So hopefully you are thinking, tell me more about this 10-week fully supported training program that you guys are offering. And if that's the case, I hope so. Tell us more, Heather. We want to know more. Like, if I sign up for this 10-week training program, what am I going to get? How does it work?
So when you sign up, we're going to start off with Bushwhacker will have an open house, and they're going to talk to us about all things cycling. They're really great, knowledgeable in the things that you need. And some things that you need is a bike, and comfy shorts, sunglasses, a helmet. A helmet is very important. We do this program with helmets. And we'll have other people from the community that are cyclists. Illinois Valley Wheelmen has been a great support. And we're going to talk to you about things like in classroom. Well, we go outside and learn how to get on and off the bike, because some people are a little fearful of throwing their leg over the bike. So things like that, just getting on the bike and riding around. We learn about road safety. Where's the safest place to ride on a trail, and when you encounter an intersection, how to be the most visible. Using turn signals, your hand turn signals. So we learn safety on the road. We learn about nutrition, like how many calories do you need to have to keep your energy up? And you obviously need to be hydrated. So we learn things like that in the classroom. And then when we start riding out on the road, we're going to start small and we ride a few miles to get you acquainted. And as the weeks go on, we'll increase your endurance will increase. And we'll be talking about how to best engage the right muscles. We're going to get our rear end used to being on the seat that long. And we will actually start at different areas on the trail. So we may start in Morton and ride back towards East Peoria down that big, beautiful hill.
Oh, I love it. It's like going down that hill is like going down like a roller coaster. That's yes. like my favorite. Riding out yes. is work, but it's so worth it when you turn around and come back down that hill.
Yes. So there are some large hills on the trail, and we'll try to avoid them early on. But once the cyclists start building their strength, we'll start hitting some of those hills and just experience different areas of the trail. Going through Springdale Cemetery is beautiful. And then through that, what we have experienced in the past is people that didn't know each other become friends. And so there's people there that are waiting to see you, and friendships are built, and we have the Facebook page, and I've met so many people that I consider still today to be my friends from the previous classes.
It's like a community.
It's a community, a tribe, yes.
Yeah, it is. I love it. Okay, so what's the training? When are the trainings? Like, how often are we going to ride? And what, yeah.
We will meet twice a week. We're going to have an evening on Tuesday evenings and then a Saturday morning ride where we will meet at predetermined places and ride for as long as we feel that we can.
Depending on whether it's so Tuesday evening, we're going to meet around 5:30. Mm-hmm, that's the 5:30. Time frame usually. Mm-hmm. And again, we go from 0 to 20. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to start out nice and slow and build up. And then we're going to ride on Saturday mornings as well. What time do you think we'll start on Saturday mornings?
8:30.
Somewhere around 8:30. Mm-hmm. And do different parts of the trail. And I think that'll be a great opportunity too. If there are cyclists that can go a little further on Saturdays and they want to go further, if we want to, if there's some of us who are just getting started and we don't want to go that far, we can kind of play that by ear. That'll be really awesome.
We also encourage the cyclists to try to get out on the road a couple other times, or on the trail or in their neighborhood a couple other times during the week when they're not riding with us, so that they continue to build endurance.
Yeah, endurance, and I like to say confidence. It truly, we do need to reinforce that confidence. We need to kind of get confident. You know, it's like they where's the term? It's like riding a bike.
Never forget how to ride a bike. Yeah.
Do you think that's really true? I guess it is, but you do need it. But
muscle memory.
It's muscle memory. It is like riding a bike. Once you get on and get going, it comes back. Mm-hmm. But there is that little bit of a fear that we have to overcome. But
I think that there's muscles that aren't probably not engaged, your balance and things, but it will come back. And because we're starting slow and you're on a trail, we're going to be very patient. If this is a fear that you have, I'm sure that we can help you get over that.
Yes. And I love, too, that we're going to do a complimentary kind of open house at Bushwhacker. And you can come. It's going to be just like an informational opportunity to get your questions asked. And then meet Heather, of course. We'll get to meet you, Heather. And then Robert Wu over at Bushwhacker. He talks to us about, like, how to change a tire and different maintenance kind of things and what to expect when riding. I can't remember everything he shared with us last year. Do you remember some of the things that he shared with us?
That's terrible. I can't, but he is very
good stuff.
Yes.
He shares about his cycling experience, but he actually brings a bike out, puts it on like the rack and shows us all the different parts and, things to do and things to look out for. And then the Sunday, which will be what, the 14th?
The 14th.
Sunday, mm-hmm. the 14th, we have the indoor program. And that's just a couple hours where we go over the rules of the road. And I have to say, the first year that I did that boosted my confidence greatly.
The information you'll receive is, again, what type of equipment you need, and we'll get you familiar with the different parts of the bike and how the bike mechanics and the body mechanics work together. I think that that is pretty cool. Road safety. We have some videos that we'll watch. But again, we are going to have our bicycle there on this on that Sunday and have you outside and doing some laps around the parking lot.
Yeah, we start in the parking lot. It's so easy. All right. Well, hey, we're coming back. Finish telling you about the program, how you can get registered. So stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. So I know we left you hanging, and hopefully you are asking, well, where do I register for the I've Decided to Ride? So just want to confirm with you our 10-week program. It is a fully supported training for beginning cyclists. So if you haven't been on your bike in a long, long time, even since you were a kid, if you don't even have a bike yet, or if you've only been on your bike and you just ride around your neighborhood, but you don't get outside of your neighborhood, then this program is for you. This program is designed for you. If you're nervous, if you even think for a second it's something you'd love to do, but you're just a little fearful, if you know it's something that you've been thinking about doing for a while, but you just haven't been able to convince yourself alone to do it, and you need a support group. I mean, there are just so many great reasons for you to do this fully supported 10-week outdoor program. You are going to have an expert cycling coach going alongside you the entire way. And Heather, I'm not just saying this because you're in the studio with me. She is so passionate about riding, and she is so passionate about you. I mean, you're smiling right now.
Yes.
You guys can't see this.
Baby chicks. Yeah.
You're smiling just thinking about these beginner riders that you get to see them grow.
Yes.
Into someone who goes from not being able to ride beyond their street to fully riding 20 miles. Mm-hmm. You get that. You get a classroom to learn the rules of the road. You are going to get the 20-mile fully supported ride on Saturday, September 21st with the group, which is awesome. And that registration is included. And you will also get a great I've Decided to Ride shirt that you can wear the day of the ride or just anytime. It's just an awesome shirt. And as a memorabilia, if you will, and all of that included for $149. It's the deal of the century. It's like 10 weeks of personal training, and you can't get that anywhere for that price, but it also includes the 20-mile ride and the shirt and the classroom. So it's awesome, and you can register for that at ivedecided.org. You can register at ivedecided.org. If you are a member of I've Decided, you actually look on the back of your membership card. You get a 15% discount on any events that we offer. So don't forget to use your discount if you're a member. If you have not joined our community, this would be a good excuse for you to do so. It's a great opportunity to get involved with what we're doing. And we really, our purpose is simple. It's to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. We want to help you. So while we were on break, Heather, you were talking about some of the rides that you're doing. And I just kind of want to wrap up the show with this, just to share some success stories and really encourage people to take that leap of faith and stick the stake in the ground and do something fun like this ride program. And we, in the beginning of the show, you talked about, you know, being able to ride anywhere. And that's awesome. Once you guys finish this program, you'll be able to go anywhere and ride. You'll feel confident. So share with us some of your success stories, some of your rides. I know you have some coming up. And
yeah. So I do want to step back. And you said the joy that I have of coaching people. And there are so many cyclists that did this program that had a little fear and didn't have confidence. And I ride alongside them. And there's a point when they're like, I got this. And that's my joy. And I just love experiencing that with them. This is a low impact sport for all ages. and it's something you can do with your family. And so one story that I have is we took our bikes down to Florida. We go to Florida when my kids were young. We went to Florida every year. And we took our bikes and we rode from Gulf Breeze over this huge bridge so you could see the water going under to Pensacola Beach. And they have an old fort from back, I don't know how old it is, but just neat. And we rode our bike onto this reserve and my kids got to walk through the old fort and climb up on it. And the Blue Angels were practicing there, so they were flying over. What an experience for all of us to have, to see that.
You can never get that in a car.
You can't see that. You can't hear it. The smell of the beach and just, yeah, so that was really great. So I've done it with my family. I have a friend that lives out in Vegas, so I'll go out there and we ride Red Rock. So we ride through the mountains of Red Rock. And then also I did a ride around Lake Mead in Boulder City, and we rode out there, and that was super cool. Every year I do Tomrov, which is a two-day ride up through Galena. And it's so fun to ride your bike down the street of Galena. If you've been to Galena, the buildings are beautiful. But I have this team of bikes, and we all ride right down the middle of the road in Galena and see all these. It's like you're going through history. And then you have some hills to climb, lots of hills. And then you said, so that's coming up next week that I'll be doing that. And then at the end of the July, also, I will have the opportunity to ride across Iowa, and I'm doing that for a fundraiser. And so we're going to ride from the west side of Iowa all the way to the east side. And there's a river on the west side. I don't know what it is. Missouri, I think. We're going to dip our back wheel in the Missouri River, take off, and hit to the Mississippi River and dip our front wheel in the Mississippi River. So that's my July ride.
And it all sounds good until you start talking about sleeping in the tent.
I don't want to camp, but that's part of it. But it's a fundraiser, so
it's for a good cause. You guys are raising money for
the neighborhood house.
Oh yeah, that's awesome! What a great cause. It's amazing what happens when you step outside of your comfort zone and you do something that might seem a little scary at first, riding a bike, and you're thinking, I don't know if I could ever ride on a street. I'm a little nervous, but I promise you, I have to share my story. Remember crossing the bridge?
Yes.
So, what's that? The Bob Michael Bridge here in Peoria. Yes, you can ride your bike across that bridge. In fact, it is a part of the trail. And we were going to ride out to Morton, remember? Mm-hmm. And not once did I ever think about how I was going to get from Peoria to across the river. Mm-hmm. Until one day, one of my friends said, how are you going to get across the river? And I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I said to Heather, Heather, how are we going to get across the river? And you go, we're going to cross the bridge. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to do that. But I did. You went with me and as a group, and I was so nervous the first time, but I crossed it, and now
they
I
have
go
a dedicated
by
lane. They have
yeah,
a dedicated
there's a dedicated lane. Lane. You will get the confidence. Join us. You will love it. Heather, thanks for being here with me today.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks for being our cycling coach. And hey, guys, thanks for listening. I hope to see you out on the trails. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?